This is Close Up Fort Mill TKK, presented by Piedmont Medical Center. You won't believe what's in your own backyard. And by Kuster Commercial, commercial real estate for the Carolinas. Now, here is Patty Mercer.
Hello and welcome. We are live today right here on Fort Mill's Main Street at Southern Sugar. If you haven't been to Main Street in Fort Mill lately, let me tell you, you need to get on over here because the revitalization is real. And it is absolutely beautiful, gearing up for the holidays. One thing we want to really talk about today with my guest, Dr. Ronell King, is feeding the hungry. It's hard to believe that in York County and areas around York County that anybody would be hungry at Thanksgiving. But the need is real. People are hungry. People are without. And you, Dr. King, are the person they go to when nobody else seems to be able to help.
By the grace of God, God bless your beautiful heart. Patty Mercer, thank you for allowing me to be on your show today. And you're so very true that there's so many people who are suffering from hunger, and it's not always where you think it is. It's in the upper communities too. If you held your arms out, somebody on your right or left hand in need. But we're coming to a time now where everything seems supposed to be prosperous, but it's the worst that I've seen. And our county is a loving county, but for some reason, I don't know what happened this year. The givers weren't there. The donations weren't there this year. We had the faithful few. But God took that and magnified it and multiplied it and allowed us to continue, because we feed a lot of meals a day, you know, and we thank God for Publix and Food Line, people like Walker's, Self-Storage and U-Haul and Hanford Mill. EW Process,
which is right behind us in the building that we're at today.
And Miller Salvage, Auto Salvage, who I called and didn't call me back. But anyway, I throw that a bit.
There you go, live radio.
Yeah, live radio.
You know, the thing is, you are just always giving. I've known you for a long time now working at WRHI. And I see you coming in. I do the morning show, so you come in. And you haven't slept all night because you have picked up perhaps a veteran or someone that needed to go somewhere to have a place to sleep at night. And you never really talk about you, which that's, I know it's not your thing, but so many of us know you as Reverend King. Tell me about you, the person. Yeah, like before you became Reverend King, giving so much and wearing literally living the life of just what it is to be unselfish.
Well, I don't know. I was born in New York City, and a lot of years ago, I'm a graduate of New York University, Columbia University. I have a PhD. I have 3 or 4 doctorates in divinity, biblical interpretation, and ministry. That person, you know, there's two sides of this cross, the cross of Christ. And on one side, I was the wild child until he roped me in and gave me this charge. So I've been ministering now. This is my golden anniversary. I'm in my 50th year of feeding the hungry and ministering to those. I've also been given an assignment by the South Carolina Highway Patrol, State Highway Patrol, and I'm on the advisory commission. So, but what I do basically in the morning hours while people are sleeping, we have people who sleep on the overpasses. So we check all the overpasses from exit 90 to Chester 97, north and southbound. And we usually find out of every 10, we'll find 6 vets. So we have to take the vets back to Columbia to Dawn's VA or either back to Fort Jackson. It's a sadness, but that's an issue that has to be dealt with. It's against the law to sleep under the overpass in South Carolina, but in North Carolina, you ride up, you can see people cooking underneath the overpasses there. But I have a charge to keep and a God to glorify, and that's my heart now. What I was, I thank God. I'm not what I used to be. I thank God. I'm not what I ought to be, but I thank God that He allowed me to be what I am today, and that's just hands and feet for Christ.
You really, really are. Uh-huh. You know, we are learning so much more about mental illness. And and like you said, there's two parts to not only the cross, but everything as it relates to understanding and acknowledging that people don't choose to be homeless, you know, and yet sometimes there's a respect there too. I don't know. And you are the one that are out there, and you are walking into some situations that could be very dangerous, because mental health is, you don't always know what you're stepping into.
Well, you remember now, and the sadness is, and I'm glad we're on the radio, but the South Carolina Department of Mental Health has been closed for 9 years. Why?
You know why exactly?
Yeah, because all that means that everybody out here is walking around there, and out here walking around with me and you, and we wonder why these crazy things are happening, people shooting in hospitals and churches and things of that order. People have some serious mental issues, and there's no treatment. We substitute it with psychotropics. I call it the psychotropic dispensation center. We call it Catawba Mental Health. Now, sure, it has its uses, but if I don't take the medication, I still have the issue. If I sold it or mixed it with alcohol, I still have the same issue. So.
Yes, and there are so many layers of need. When we come back, we're going to talk about the need for turkey.
Oh, yes, Turkey Rama, Turkey Rama.
Turkey Rama with Dr. Reverend. Dr. Reverend, that has a nice ring
Reverend
to it,
doctor,
right?
Man.
Reverend Doctor, yeah, yeah. Exactly, Ronell Keane. Yeah. And so this is presented by Piedmont Medical Center. You won't believe what's in your own backyard. Houston commercial real estate for the Carolinas, Miller Realty Group, Live Where You Love and Love Where You Live. And of course, we are co-sponsored by York Electric Cooperative and U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. Lots more to talk about on Close Up, so stay tuned.
Located in Fort Mill, the Kuster Companies continue to create value throughout the Carolinas. Our multidiscipline team with extensive project experience provide expert advice, giving our clients the edge to excel. Kuster Commercial, customized solutions for every stage of the commercial real estate process.
Chris here with U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. Looking to buy, build, or refinance? Put your trust in South Carolina's premier mortgage company, U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. We offer the most extensive list of loan products available. We love our veterans, and our rates are pretty darn good, too. Call me, 792-7168.
NMLS number 75597.
On cold winter mornings and hot summer afternoons, we can beat the peak demand for electricity together. This is Mark Howie. Just go online to yorkelectric.net, sign up, and we'll let you know via email, text, or call when the demand is at its highest. All you do is turn off unnecessary lights and think twice before using your dishwasher, washing machine, or clothes dryer, and adjust your thermostat to use a little less heat or air during the beat the peak hours. At York Electric Co-op, we believe if we all cut back on energy use a little, we can make a big difference together.
We now return to Close Up Fort Mill Tiga K. Once again, here's Patty Mercer.
We're back, and you're listening to Close Up Fort Mill Tiga K. And my guest today, Reverend Dr. Ronell Keane.
Amen.
The one and the only. If you've ever met him, then you've been blessed. And if you haven't, then you need to.
Now
come on, I'm turning it back on you.
Yeah, now you're making me blush.
Hey. Turkey Rama.
For the last 49 years, and this is now my golden anniversary, this is my 50th year, we are very short on turkeys, okay? We're short because the donations did not meet up with the demand.
So give me an understanding. Last year, how many turkeys did you have?
Oh, probably close to 5,000.
Okay, 5,000. Woohoo! That is Turkey Rama. 5,000 last year. And then this year, how are we doing?
2,900.
Wow. So just a little over halfway. from what you did last year.
Yeah, we need immediate help. For those who can, we just ask that they would, since it's so close to Thanksgiving, if they would go out and buy the turkey, and we try to discourage that, because if you give us the money, we can buy it at a different price than they're buying it, and people don't understand that. But we'll take it either way, because we don't have a whole lot of time left.
Anything that you can do, and of course it's simple, because you can you know, donate financially.
Right.
Like you said, you get a better price per unit.
Per unit.
Because of some of the sponsors that have been your sponsors.
Right,
for years
Walmart
now.
Over and over and over again. So we get a better price at Walmart and Sam's Club than we would get if we went to Food Line or we went to
anywhere,
Publix or what have you. Okay, so.
So the families that are going to receive turkeys, tell me how you qualify. Like, how do they get in touch with you? How do you know?
They know me. I've been doing this for 9 years. My telephone number is 803-417-3881. That's 417-3881. Or just call your local police department, and they'll connect you with me. Or call OTS Media, WRHI. And we're so grateful to OTS Media for all of the public service announcements and everything they do to help us, and Manny Kimmel and Alan Miller and what have you, who've been with me all these 35 years of doing this. But you can either bring the donations to the radio station, whether it be financial or whether it be turkeys, all right? But we're coming down to the point where we're 2 days out from serving turkeys. Now, we will be serving supply, I should say.
Because you'll be delivering meals as well.
Yeah, all you have to do is call the number and give us your address, and we'll deliver the meal to you.
Wow, that's a lot of meals to be delivered.
Oh,
who are the volunteers?
They're everybody. They're doctors, they're lawyers, they're Indians, they're, you know what I mean?
Fire chiefs.
We got the blind, the crippled, the crazy. We got everybody who comes in.
Put this in perspective for me.
Okay.
You're set up, I believe, at
Lumina Church.
Lumina Church over on Celanese Bypass behind Starbucks.
Right.
Okay. And you've got it set up like an assembly.
Assembly line.
Okay. And the volunteers come.
They come.
And
every
3 to 5
seconds, a meal comes off to be placed to go.
And this is happening on Thanksgiving morning.
Thanksgiving morning, 8:45.
8:45. People show up. You get your job, your station, whatever. And then you put these meals together, and then you've got the volunteers that actually know where to go to deliver them.
Well, I know where to tell them to go.
Well, you work with the community, too, like the different law enforcement agencies.
Right, indeed. Yes. And we want to emphasize on that, too, as well as the Fort Mill and Corporal who picked up turkeys for Fort Mill yesterday.
Thank you, Jonathan.
We dispense turkeys to all of the municipal police agencies, highway patrol, wildlife, everyone, so that we can develop community relations between the police as well as the community, because all the police now are riding. There are very few who are walking, so people never get to communicate, so there's no communication. So, and that's something that we need to do, because we definitely don't need to be a St. Louis.
No, exactly. This is what we're seeing. We're seeing that there is a disconnect between the community and our law enforcement. We're the good guys.
Right.
They're the good guys. They're to protect you, and yet they're seen in areas.
Nobody know that, because they don't communicate.
So what's better to promote communication than service?
Yes. Just think, last year, York City Police Department, instead of giving tickets, they gave turkeys, okay?
knock on the window.
That went over real big.
Yes.
There was some who just took turkeys out to people that they saw on their patrol who they knew were in need.
So this movement, it's really bigger than a full stomach than a meal, isn't it?
It's about spirituality and not religion. You know, it's a relationship. You know what I mean?
Because we're all people, and we get hungry.
Yes. You know, God is love, and love has no colors. But it doesn't have a measuring stick. How much we give until it helps. And the other thing is that people must remember that we're like God's jigsaw puzzle. Okay? Some tall, some short, some fat, some skinny, some crooked. some straight. But unless all the pieces come together, God's perfect picture will not be known. And that's what we want you to know. There, we make no difference. There is no difference. Whoever is in need, all you have to do is, as God said, ask, A-S-K, ask and it shall be given.
And this is York County?
York County, Chester County, Lancaster County, Cherokee County, Lancaster, Fairfield, Kershaw, Newberry, Union, Richland, and Chesterfield, South Carolina, and Gaston, Mecklenburg, Cabarrus, and Union, North Carolina.
Wow.
31 locations we'll be feeding out of.
Wow. It blows my mind how you even organize all of this.
We try to, every county, except, you know, we have a couple of counties that's on the poor side, like Chester and Lancaster. But everything that's raised in those counties stays in those counties, okay? But we have to take what we have, whoever's short, wherever it is, and we share what we have. And God has a way of multiplying, magnifying beyond man's imagination, abundantly beyond your imagination, how he gives and gives and gives. We're even with a little bit now, as short as I am, if I could just find a little Jewish boy with some lunch, okay, who had two fish and five barley loaves, look how many he would feed. But I can't find him. So I need your help, Fort Mill. Come on and help me.
I love the gift of faith and the joy that you carry in your heart.
Oh,
because, you know, we are looking at a shortage compared to last year. And yet I have to giggle a little because you've got, I'm sure some of our listeners are stressed right now. In fact, this morning in the news, it was about Thanksgiving anxiety. And that's anxiety over preparing one meal. Here you are looking at 5,000 meals. I mean, that's 5,000 turkeys, more than that.
No, but you're not looking at 5,000 meals. You're probably looking at close to over 90,000 meals.
That puts a perspective on it.
Yeah, but you see, people can't just imagine what that is. The logistics in this is way off the charts. When you know this one needs this one needs that, you're over here in this county, that county, and some people are short on one thing. Now, we may have supplied them with the turkeys, but they supplied everything else that went with the turkey.
Okay? There you go.
All right. So it's a.
We're going to come back and we're going to find out how we all can volunteer. And
right.
Again, remind.
Need volunteers.
Volunteers.
God bless your beautiful heart.
I guess he's my guest today. No doubt about it, Dr. Reverend King. Hey, Reverend Dr. King, I got to get that straight in my head, right? All right. Hey, this is Close Up Fort Mill TGK. We've got a little bit more of the program to go yet, so stay tuned. Of course, we are, it's only possible that we can be here because of our presenting sponsors, Piedmont Medical Center, you won't believe what's in your own backyard, Kuster Commercial Real Estate for the Carolinas, and of course, our co-sponsors, York Electric Cooperative.
When you suffer from back pain, playtime with loved ones can seem impossible. At Piedmont Medical Center, specialists affiliated with our NeuroSpine program are dedicated to one thing, you living without pain. With personal end-to-end treatment plans, our team is ready to help you get back to all the things you love most. Take the first step toward a pain-free life. Visit PiedmontMedicalCenter.com/backseminar to register for a seminar today. That's PiedmontMedicalCenter.com/backseminar.
Chris here with U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. Rates are going up. Are you prepared? Now is a perfect time to find your perfect home. Put your trust in a company that cares, U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. We love our veterans, and our rates are pretty darn good, too. Call me, 792-7168.
NMLS number 75597.
Located in Fort Mill, the Kuster Companies continue to create value throughout the Carolinas. Our multidiscipline team with extensive project experience provide expert advice, giving our clients the edge to excel. Kuster Commercial, customized solutions for every stage of the commercial real estate process.
We now return to Close Up Fort Mill Tiga K. Once again, here's Patty Mercer.
We are back and you're listening to Close Up Fort Mill Tiga K. My guest today is the one, the only Reverend Ronell King, and he's a doctor too, many times over. And of course, we are live today from Southern Sugar right here on Main Street, which is just a beautiful place to come on in and have some coffee, get together and get your Christmas list started, or better yet, stop by and bring a check for Reverend King.
Drop them off at Southern Sugar.
Be part of Turkey Rama. And of course, the Fort Mill Police Department is
Fort Mill,
pretty much behind us.
Rock Hill, Clover, York.
You you got so many soldiers out there working hard.
York County Sheriff's Office. It don't make no difference. CMPD, North Carolina Highway Patrol. It doesn't matter. You know, to see this picture, we'd have to paint it for a month. Okay, but every little bit that's given from the heart is magnified by God. This is why I'm saying to the listeners, I know some of you who are suffering. You know, we pray for the man who wants to give and don't have it. We pray for the people who give, but we pray more so for the people who have it and don't want to give it, because they're going to have to give a great accountability where no lies can be told. So we just ask, come one, come all, come out, help us on volunteering. We need you over here. We need you in Fort Mill over at Jerusalem Baptist Church on Steel Street.
Now, what's going to be going on there?
We'll be feeding out of that church.
Feeding out of that church.
Right, yeah, for those who are at Fort Mill, go over there and help them over here.
8:45.
8:45.
Okay.
8:45. And everything will be ready to go. We pray, and the meals just go. Just remember, 3 to 5 seconds, a meal is all.
I have heard amazing things. I hope to be able to do that this year as well. But every time I hear the blessing that is received by those who served and helped assemble the meal, I feel like I missed something really special. Like I missed my blessing by not blessing others.
And they don't have to stay all day. Come and spend an hour, spend a half hour. Give some time. Now, what is the greatest gift? Thanksgiving. Giving God the thanks for every day. It's like every day is Christmas because he's born in somebody's heart.
And the volunteers that have joined out there, 365 days a year, right. You are out there available to help where you are needed. It's not always convenient for you.
No.
Is it ever convenient?
Well, and I go back to the double negatives. It's something I cannot not do. I must do this. The families, the people that I've never met, and the people that I've known for 40 years, but I've seen babies have babies, you know.
And you know what? Just the other day when it was last week when we had the cold, wet rain. And what you ask for is something that most of us would not even think about as being a benefit to someone that does not have a home and is sleeping on the street. And it was the oversized industrial
construction trash bags. Because we cut the sleeves out, cut the arms out, cut the neck out, and we got an industrial raincoat.
There you go. You know, you got some
because we have
there.
So many people who are living on the outside. Okay. And for somehow they're putting together this thing called Pathways, and we pray that that becomes a joy. But in the meanwhile, I always say, what about today?
What
happened
today?
Last night? Where were you last night? Mm-hmm. In the hands of God, all right? In the hands of God. So we just thank God for Patty Mercer and all that she does. Y'all keep encouraging her. Amen. And all you sponsors, keep sponsoring her because she's doing a great job. And I thank you for the opportunity, Patty, to just come and let everybody know I need help. And, you know, the Lord said all I had to do was ask. I didn't have to beg. All I have to do is ask. Now, I want you to know, for those who don't respond, God's writing it down.
Well, I just, 50 years you've been doing this.
No, my 50th year started on the 18th of November.
On the 18th of November.
So this is the first, second, what is the day is the 19th, 20th?
Yeah.
Day is the 20th. So this is the second day of my 50th year, my golden anniversary year. So come on and help me.
I tell you what, it is amazing the partnerships and sponsorships that can participate in this. And also, when we talk about volunteers, you've got Boy Scouts and Girl Scout troops and youth groups from churches that are just, I see a disconnect. I see a lot of people that have generous hearts and want to serve, and yet they don't know how or who to get connected.
Just call.
Just call. What's that number?
The number is 417-3881. That's 803-417-3881. And if you have any problems with that, call your local police department. Say you need Dr. King ASAP. We're always on call. My phone is never off. Middle of the night, I'm here. I'm not home in the bed sleep. My God don't sleep, and he's going to let me get some rest soon. But in the meanwhile, I'm a servant. That's all I am, hands and feet for Christ.
And, of course, it would be surprising for people to know that we have a tent city.
Oh, yes, we do. We have several of them. Yeah.
In Fort Mill, we do.
Yeah.
And the other one, how often do you go there and
every
just
day.
Walk through? Every day you go. And
every day. I go every day to most of them. I rotate them. If there's an issue, I have to rotate and go to the next one and rotate, you know.
And what are, I know the reasons they are there, some are temporary, some are permanent. They kind of build their own community within.
Right.
They're very protective of right. who would come in. But what have you found to be the biggest way to help them?
The biggest way to help them is with love. You have to open up your heart, you know. I have a menial staff, I should say, but I always call them my generals because I don't have no lieutenants. We have Connie Young White, and we have Ricky from Pleasant.
People that just get in there and say, I.
No, but they're committed. You
yes.
know what I mean? They go from job to helping me, and they work all night.
They're okay. doing God's work right along with
right,
you.
Right.
You are a treasure.
No, I'm just
Thank
hands
you.
And feet for Christ. That's
I
all
know.
I am. That's all I am.
Well, I'm just going to tell you, you're my treasure.
Oh, now
it's you just good. Light up the day. Amen. You want to feel better? Just spend a little time with this young
that's
man
all.
Right here.
That's all. That's
all right. Alrighty, thank you so much. And remember, Turkey Rama, right? The need is real, and Thanksgiving is right around the corner. If you've got something that you can give financially or volunteer your time, treasure, talent, whatever it is, right here. Thanks for being with me today on this edition of Close Up Fort Mill TKK, presented by Piedmont Medical Center and also